Welcome to Intersection Live, the tax and accounting profession's premier podcast source, supporting the accountant community. This is Tax Prep Partners to Go, a monthly podcast program with executive editor Darren Root and president and CEO of SurePrep, David Weil, both credentialed CPA CITPs. Listen to Darren and Dave as they explore advanced processes and solutions for tax preparation practices utilizing today's advanced tax document automation technologies.
This is Darren Root, Executive Editor of CPA Practice Advisor, coming to you with Episode 12 of Tax Partner to Go. So today I have my somewhat regular co-host, Dave Weil. Dave is the President and CEO of SurePrep. So Dave, welcome today.
Oh, thanks, Darren. Thanks for having me.
Looking forward to this discussion today, Dave. Tax prep is near and dear to my heart since I still do a lot of it, or at least my firm does. And, you know, I want to talk about a product that has been in the marketplace for a little while, but I think it's a tool that's often overlooked, and I think it's the critical piece in moving from back-end scanning to front-end scanning. And it's a product that you guys have developed at SurePrep called SP Binder. You've probably rebranded it to SP Binder somewhat recently, haven't you?
Yeah, we originally called it SurePrep Express. We would call it SurePrep Express Binder, and so we just decided to shorten it, and, you know, SP obviously stands for SurePrep. We just call it SP Binder now.
Well, I'm going to try to position this, Dave, from my perspective, and then we can kind of talk about how this fits in firms. You know, when I was looking to go from back-end scanning, so I used to use an application that would just sort of scan and organize documents for my 1040 prep process. So as an example, you know, I'd get a pile of W-2s in, 1099s, what have you. You know, we'd scan those things in, and also there was all these other documents, organizers, handwritten notes, all this stuff. You know, I would scan those in, and some of the solutions would do a decent job of identifying that, you know, there was a W-2 from XYZ company, and this is a 1099 from Chase Bank or whatever the case might be. And I'd get a pretty decent PDF back, but, you know, half the documents weren't really even, they weren't recognizable. They were a handwritten charitable contribution statement, you know, a goodwill statement or whatever it was.
Sure.
And at that point, you know, I was left trying to use Adobe to kind of mess with all this junk to create a tax return and then to review a tax return and all this stuff. Well, when I personally found out about, you know, SP Binder, it kind of changed things for our firm. All of a sudden, I had this, you know, I like to call it engagement, sort of an engagement, audit engagement light, if you will, for 1040s. It allowed me to do something with that somewhat organized PDF. So explain to our listeners today, Dave, where SP Binder fits from your perspective.
Yeah, well, it's interesting that you bring that up because people are, they're trying to go to front-end scanning, front-end paperless tax workflow. They want to utilize OCR automation, optical character recognition automation, to automatically organize and bookmark documents. But that technology doesn't organize, you know, every page, like you mentioned. There's things that OCR is not capable or not designed to recognize. And so what we found was that people were ending up with these PDF files that were half organized, as you mentioned. The half that was organized, great, it was bookmarked and organized. The half that wasn't was pages at the bottom that weren't organized at all. And it was even worse than that because you get your documents not all at once from a taxpayer, but typically in a few different shots. So then you'd scan in a second set of subsequently received documents and a third set, each one being, let's say, you know, half organized, half not. And so now your documents are spread between, you know, several partially organized PDFs, and it's, you know, you never would put together paper binders like that where, you know, half organized, spread over multiple binders, hard to find, you know, yet that's what people were ending up when they were trying to go front-end paperless, and we knew that that was just not a way that would result in efficiency for either preparers or reviewers. So what we did was we created what's really an alternative to using Acrobat when preparing tax work papers on screen, and it allows you to take, you know, those that half of documents or whatever the portion is that weren't organized by OCR and very easily drag and drop them into your bookmark tree right within the interface of the application with a single drag and drop. Each document is bookmarked and organized in a process where, you know, where it takes 1 second to do it in this system, it would probably take 20 to do it in Adobe. And this binder is a single binder for the return, so when you scan in the second set of documents, the third set of documents, they all just flow into the one binder for that return, and they go into the right spot in that binder. The K1 will go right into the K1 of the existing binder, the K1 bookmark, I should say. And and one you know, other thing is that unlike, let's say, Acrobat, where you just hold images, and then let's say you have an Excel work paper, that Excel file is either separate from your bookmark work papers, or if you want it to be included, you would need to print the Excel file, the PDF, put those PDF pages in your PDF file and bookmark it and so on. And that's very time-consuming, and if the Excel file changes, you need to print it to PDF again and so on. So what we did in our binder is we said, okay, it can handle all the types of documents that a tax preparer would use. It can handle, of course, PDFs, images, but it can hold Excel files, Word files, emails, and they're editable while they're in the binder. You can edit the Excel file, but you can also cross-reference it to a PDF page or put tick marks on it and so on. So create a binder that includes not just images, but all the file types and allow you to really put together an electronic binder that is, you know, the electronic equivalent of a physical one that gives you all the tools that you would have had in the physical world, but to have those on screen and to be able to do those things more efficiently on screen.
You know, but the thing, you know, I like about it, I guess, well, I wouldn't say most, but certainly a lot, is, you know, it creates a set of work, you know, I work in SP Binder, and it creates a set of work papers that allows me to do my whole tax return without the complexity of, I want to say, an audit engagement application, if you will. Some of the new features that I, you know, that you guys have rolled out this fall, things like the ability to drag and drop like an email. I mean, that's huge from somebody who works in, you know, in a tax return all day. You know, emails are coming in constantly related to tax returns. The ability to drag and drop that into a binder is kind of a big deal from an efficiency standpoint.
Yeah,
as opposed to, you know, printing that out and scanning it back in and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you know, and when I take a look at an engagement system, and I've had people say, oh, you know, well, we use Pro System Engagement or Caseware or, you know, Creative Solutions Engagement, whatever it is, and so, you know, we're already using a binder. But this is different because, you know, those systems at the heart of them, they're trial balance systems, and so they're really for trial balance-based engagements, maybe business returns, you know, or obviously financial statement engagements. But where our binder has been finding a lot of play is, you know, 1040s, 1041s, and all the other non-trial balance type engagements, 706s, 709s, tax planning, all these other items, and even for people who don't use one of those sophisticated engagement systems, business returns as well. And one of the differences is that, you know, if you think about, if you have an Excel spreadsheet with 10 sheets in it that you use on a certain type of return, if you put that into an engagement system, it goes as a single Excel file. And so, sure, you have this work paper engagement system that you're supposed to be able to set up like a binder, but that Excel file with the 10 sheets, if you were to do a paper binder, you would probably print those 10 sheets out and have them be 10 separate work papers. But now that you're in an engagement system, it's one Excel file. You cannot break it up, and you know, you don't have the flexibility to create an index like you would in the paper world. And that's where our system is different. You can go ahead and you can take an Excel file with 10 sheets and a PDF file with 50 sheets, and those 50 pages in the PDF file and the 10 sheets in the Excel file, make 60 work paper pages in our system. It doesn't break up the Excel file. It's still one Excel file that's linked, but I can put each of the 10 sheets in a different part of the binder, each of the pages of the PDF into a different part of the binder. So, you know, if you, why would I want to have an engagement system with one Excel file and one PDF file that I then open when I could have all those pages split up and the flexibility to index them in any way I want and then cross-reference them and annotate them and so on?
Absolutely. When clients send us stuff, they may send us an Excel spreadsheet, but one page may have itemized deductions like Schedule A deductions. Another page might have Schedule D deduction or Schedule D items on it. You want to be able to break that spreadsheet up and organize it in such a way that it matches the tax return.
Absolutely.
The other thing I would note about SP Binder is, you know, whether you're using UltraTax or, you know, ProSystem FX as an example, you know, it creates a tree, if you will, from what I see, that emulates the tax software that you use. So it becomes very intuitive when your staff starts organizing their information because they're used to using the tax software as it is.
Absolutely. We've designed bookmarking trees or index trees that follow the same flow of each tax software package so that when you say that you're going to that you use UltraTax or whatever package you use, we actually, you know, build, if it's UltraTax for 1040s, we build out a tree that matches that in UltraTax, and we even read the data from the UltraTax return, and we set up all of the pro forma items in the tree. So if there was two W-2s that were pro forma, we set those two W-2s up as bookmarks in the tree so that the documents can just be dragged and dropped to those existing bookmarks. And you don't have to create any new bookmarks unless it's for a new document that wasn't in the return last year.
You know, I think one of the primary benefits of a binder over just scanning and organizing documents, you know, whether it's in Adobe or some other product, is really the facilitation of becoming a front-end scanning office. Like I said, you know, it makes it second nature to scan on the front end if you're going to use a tool like this to prepare because you want all the documents in this tool before you start preparing. So it really helps facilitate that front-end scanning. Is that what you're seeing among your customer base, is they do move up to the front-end scanning at that point?
Absolutely. I mean, front-end scanning is great because it's the front-end scanning that allows you to really, to truly have the full front-to-end paperless tax workflow, and that allows you to, you know, work on things from any location, to have work on things from home, on the road, you know, et cetera. All the benefits of, you know, going paperless, you know, are enjoyed when you have a front-end paperless tax process. But to do that, you know, you need to have a way to work, to do the work, you know, preparing and reviewing work papers, to do that work on screen, you know, at least as efficiently, but preferably more efficiently than it was when you did it on paper or when you, you know, which basically, because if it was a back-end paperless method, they did it on paper and then scanned it. So you need to be able to do it, you know, at least as efficiently, but preferably more efficiently on screen than you previously did on paper. That's what the binder allows you to do. So yes, we see that, yeah.
Another pain point for us, Dave, is, you know, I have all these little real estate returns or returns that, like you say, don't necessarily, you know, we don't necessarily use a trial balance for, certainly not doing an audit for. I would call it real estate partnerships, you know, little businesses here and there. And in the past, you know, whether we're using QuickBooks or what have you, Excel, to sort of gather the data, we haven't had a good way of organizing that in a consistent folder structure with a tool like a binder, you know, that gives us some, you know, calculator tape type functionality and cross-referencing functionality like you'd have in the binder. I know that this fall you guys have released the ability to do custom sort of folder structures in binders. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. You know, we just have gotten a very positive response on our binders for 1040s and 1041s, and our client said, you know, we'd like this functionality for other engagement types, as I mentioned before. You know, 706, 709, tax planning, 5500s, you know, there's just whatever the consulting engagements, whatever the list is. And we said, fine. So we created the ability for users to say, I'm going to create my own engagement binder type. Maybe, you know, it's one of those types I mentioned. And I'm going to set up a template where it's going to have this folder structure or index structure. And in that index structure, you could put some standard documents if you wanted a checklist or, you know, some type of work papers in there that were standard for that engagement type. And you could save that as a template. And then whenever someone creates a new SP binder from that binder template, they're automatically set up with this work paper index with the standard work papers. And that, of course, it saves time and it promotes standards. You know, and promoting standards means, you know, not just increased efficiency, but increased quality too.
Absolutely. It's the standards that a lot of small firms really lack, and probably a lot of the bigger firms as well. And it does help build that structure in. We're looking forward to using that this year. So, well, Dave, anything else that's going on with SP Binder? What's the best way for our listeners to find out a little bit more about SP Binder and how that might affect their practices?
Yeah, absolutely. Go to sureprep.com. That's S-U-R-E-P-R-E-P.com. And if you go into the product section, you'll see a product page for SP Binder, and it's really rich with information. There's a short 2-minute video that gives you a background on it, but then there's about, you know, 11 or so, you know, 1 to 2 minute videos that just show you how you would do several different features within it. So it really gives you a good idea about how to, you know, how the system works. You can download the software from there, install it, and try it free of charge. And in fact, in the next week, we're releasing what we are calling a review guide, which is a PDF file that will take you step by step with a demo set of documents and data of, you know, how to go through the paces of a return and really learn it on your own in about an hour. So, you know, go to the website, the data is there, or, you know, you can, of course, call us or email us at sales@sureprep.com, and we'd be happy to help you.
Great, Dave. Well, thanks for your time today. I guess you're getting ready for a busy tax season, another one coming up here for too long.
Absolutely.
But really appreciate your time.
I imagine you as well.
Absolutely. So thanks for your time today, and looking forward to the enhancements in SP Binder.
Great. Thank you, Darren.
To ask questions or leave comments about our podcast, call 800-456-0864, extension 2106. Or tune in to future episodes where you're able to ask questions live via TalkShoe.com.